surgery over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at v.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in North Carolina today, laying out her economic plan if she wins the White House. Among the proposals, the first federal crackdown on price gouging for groceries and new help for homebuyers. Harris's running mate now has a date for a debate.
Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance have both agreed to face off on October 1st. And of course, ABC News will have the very first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris on September 10th.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. Officials in parts of eastern Ukraine are urging people to speed up their evacuations, with the Russian army now moving in. Captured early this morning in North Carolina, a convicted killer who escaped last week, Ramon Alston, was caught at a hotel outside Charlotte. Audrey Richardson was the one who checked him in at the hotel, along with another woman.
There was no red flags or anything like that.
No word yet on what tipped off investigators. Hurricane Ernesto is now a Category 2 and on a collision course with Bermuda. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two men were arrested last week after the driver of a sports car fled from police at speeds in excess of 120 miles per hour. A sheriff's deputy was patrolling in the town of Caledonia when he attempted a traffic stop. The BMW fled off at a high rate of speed. The deputy pursued the vehicle on Highway 33 into Sauk County, but due to the high speeds and dangerous driving, he terminated the pursuit before entering the city of Baraboo. As the vehicle headed toward Portage, a Portage police officer deployed a tire deflation device on Highway 33 between Interstates 39 and 90. The driver attempted to flee the vehicle on foot, but the sheriff's office canine subdued him and was taken into custody. The passenger was compliant. The driver, a 50-year-old Mauston man, was taken to a hospital for medical clearance and then to the Columbia County Jail. The Baraboo Common Council will vote next week on placing a $2 million yearly operating referendum on the November 5th election ballot, which will also have an $85.7 million capital referendum question to address elementary school needs in the Baraboo School District. The council decided to hold a special meeting at 7 p.m. August 22nd to vote on putting the measure on the ballot. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 80, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm, 78. On Sunday, sunshine with a high of 81. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
99.7.
Kaza hatte Flair, er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rock-Idol und alles rief, da kann man rap me, aber der ist du mit. Das
war irgendwie no plastic money anymore. Die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alle suchten noch heute Captain Rock me up, my dick is fucking
and more.
Tainted love.
99 Max FM.
The high. The Way You Make Me Feel. There is Michael Jackson. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, hey, before we jump into what I wanted to talk about, he doesn't know I'm going to do this, but we got to welcome Dave Grant to our staff full time today. He is going to be the guy managing things in Baraboo for us from here on out. And we are so excited that Dave has made the jump from part time with us to doing some on air stuff, being out at events with us, to actually taking over the reins as general manager in Baraboo. So welcome, Dave Grant. We're so excited that you're here. Yay! Yay! I mean, with Corey being as busy as he is, Dave was pretty much running things as a part time employee anyway. So we were like, well, let's just make a natural progression in life and call it a thing. So that's essentially what we're doing. So welcome, Dave Grant. You're like an old slash new face for us.
Congrats, Dave.
Yes, we are very, very glad that he is around. And this morning, we're already taking care of a whole bunch of stuff that Corey was usually like, I don't have time to get to it. I'm like, somebody's actually helping me with things. This is amazing. It's amazing. So yes, we are very, very glad that he is on board for full time. So we are excited to have him in the building, and you're going to hear more from him, and you're going to see him out and about doing some more things for us now that he doesn't have to worry about the other full-time slash part-time gigs and all of that kind of stuff. So good things happening in Baraboo right now. So this is something that I wanted to talk about this morning because it's one of the things that drives me absolutely bonkers. Now, the most hotly debated aspect of restaurant culture right now, aside from, you know, tipping and how much and all of that good stuff, of course, is cell phones. It's one thing to have your phone on the table for the entire meal at home, but not when you're out to eat. There's this new poll out on restaurant etiquette, and it turns out that 80% of people said that your smartphone should be out of sight on a date. Well, that makes total sense, right? Because especially when it's like kind of a newer relationship, you want to make sure that you're involved and you're listening and you're trying to really find out about this person. When you've been together as long as Corey and I have, Ben, it's kind of fun because he'll invite me out to dinner or he'll invite me out to breakfast, and then it's just him on his phone the entire time. Well, I'm just over the chair like, huh, this is neat. Look at me. I'm on a date by myself. And it's essentially what happens. You know, but we've been together a lot longer than those new romances. So I guess we let a few things slip as we get up there.
So it doesn't bother you.
Sometimes it does, especially if he makes a really big deal about the fact that he hasn't seen me because he's been out of town and because we've both been busy, and he'll be like, I really would like to just hang out with you. And then we get to the restaurant and I'm like, oh, this is neat. What should I do with my time now? And so sometimes, like, there have been times when I've actually taken a photo of him with my phone and then, like, called him out on social media for all of his friends and family to see. And then there are times when I'm just, because I'm very snarky and passive aggressive. Like, I am. It's just how I operate in this world. So then there are times when he'll be on the phone, and so I'll look over at the chair next to me and I'll be like, hi, self, how are you today? Oh, I'm doing great. What should we talk about right now, self? And so then he gets the idea because he's listening to me out of his one ear and I'm having a conversation with myself, which makes him look like he's on a date with a crazy human being. But I don't care. It gets the point across, Finn.
You got to do what you got to do, right?
That's right. Sometimes you got to up the ante a little bit, make yourself look like a complete fool in order to get the attention of somebody else. I mean, this is what we do. Anyway, it turns out that 54% said that no one should see your cell phone during some sort of family gathering, and 50% said that you shouldn't have it out even when you're with your friends. There are a few exceptions, though. 81% say that it is appropriate to whip your phone out to get a photo of the person that you're eating with, assuming that it's the right vibe, of course. You might not want to do it maybe on a first date or if you're with your boss, or I don't know, if your companion is in the witness protection program. You want to make sure you keep that identity sealed. 66% say it's okay if you're getting an urgent call. Now, see, that's the one reason why I usually usually have my phone with me on when we go out to eat, even when we're with other people, simply because I usually have a kid who's still at home with the dog. And sometimes, sure, you never know. Most things are going to probably go okay. There's probably not going to be any...
case there's an emergency.
Exactly. Mm. But you never quite know, right? Between the dog, between the kid. A lot of times the kid in Milwaukee will call with questions after, like, he hits a pole and doesn't mean to, kind of thing. So you never quite know when the phone's going to ring in those instances. Or if my mama's going to need something, like she did this past weekend when she thought she broke her foot. So I've got to have my phone with me so I can be quick on the draw with that type of stuff. Now, it also says that this survey also says that 63% say it's okay to take photos of the food, but it should be absolutely quick. Snap a photo when the plate arrives and then put your phone away again. The poll also asked about splitting the bill. Now, if you're on a date, 68% of people believe that the person who initiated the date should pick up the check, but it's perfectly acceptable and considerate for the other person to offer to split the bill. And you should not, by the way, according to the survey, be insulted if even if the other person says, yeah, okay, we can do that. I mean, you offered, and you know what? Maybe money's tight, but they still wanted to go out with you. So you got to think of it in those terms, right? Maybe you'll find out down the road if it's after you've gone past the first couple of dates that this person is just very much a cheapskate or very, very frugal.
Right. Yeah.
And then you got to make up those determinations. But
yeah,
you know,
this all checks out. Yeah.
Right. But on the first go around, if you offer to split the bill, then and they say okay, then you should just go with it. That's part of the etiquette, sure, of all of this good stuff.
Makes sense.
You know, and I feel like those things should be predetermined before you get there anyway. Like, it just takes the awkwardness out of it, especially if you're having a really great conversation with somebody. And then the bill comes and then everybody just sits and stares at it for a couple of seconds. Uh-huh. Like, I feel like these things
awkward.
Should be... right. I feel like these are things that should be predetermined before you even get there. Like, you know what? I'm going to pay my half. You pay your half. Or let me pick up at least the tip tonight or whatever it is. I feel like these are things that should be predetermined before you get there. Just takes the weirdness out of everything. When
I suppose it depends on who you're going with. Because sometimes that getting to that point of the conversation, like who's going to pay for what... sometimes that can be difficult if it's not someone you know really, really well. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I think every circumstance is different, you know? Like if you're going out with friends and, you know, everybody's going to pick up their own tab, or maybe it's one friend's birthday, so everybody at the table kind of predetermines who's going to get the check and, you know, maybe it's a pay you back at later in the moment kind of thing. Whatever. I just feel like those things should be just to take the awkwardness out of any situation, even if it is good friends or family. I just feel like it's just, I don't know, that's always a weird, awkward position to put people in. And I just feel like those are conversations that you should have in the planning stages of an event like this. It just takes pressure off of everybody, and you can relax a little bit. When the bill comes, you can be like, hey, it's mine. And everybody's like, okay, cool. That's where it's going, kind of thing. You know, I don't know. I don't like awkward situations. I'm not good in awkward situations.
It's so much easier when somebody says, hey, let me take you out to lunch. And then you know what the situation is, right?
Right, exactly.
But if they don't say it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So predetermine those things. I just feel like it takes a lot of pressure off everybody. Now, when it comes to splitting, if you're going to split the bill with somebody, the most popular way to do it in the South is to have the server divvy it up based on each person's order. In the Northeast, most people prefer to either have the bill split evenly among all the guests or just opt for the simplicity of one person paying and then everyone pays them back with Venmo, PayPal, whatever you got, maybe cash that you have in your wallet. Yeah. They didn't specify the preferences of the other areas of the country, but apparently there's a lot of bill splitting that happens in the South and the Northeast for them to get into that much detail, or that's where the survey was done. Who knows? But it is interesting, and at least I feel like reading this particular survey, we're all kind of on the same page about what restaurant etiquette is. Now, I know you have your outliers in the world who don't adhere to any of this, and well, yeah, they're the ones that we're going to take our phones out and film later, so it can go on social media. Let's be honest. Like, you never want to be without your phone in those situations.
I'm going to say that the whole taking pictures of the food, that has always seemed very weird to me. But I get it now. I mean, if I go out to eat with somebody and they take a picture of their food,
sure.
It's like, okay, I get it now. But in the very beginning, I just thought, what are you doing?
You know, and I get it for the restaurants, because a lot of these restaurants really thrive on the photos that are now put online for reviews and
media,
all of that kind of stuff. I mean, if you're one of those weird people who's just doing it for your own benefit and to put it on your own social media, I feel like that's fine, but at least share the wealth with the restaurant. If you really enjoyed the food, you already have the photo. You might as well like put a photo up and be like, amazing. You don't have to write like a 20-page review. Just, you know, at least give them like a little props for the good service and the really amazing food that you had, because they really thrive on that. And if you've ever been a part of those online reviews, you know that one or two can really wreck a restaurant's reputation very, very quickly. We're very fickle about our restaurants. It's weird to me. Like, we'll go back to other places that maybe have like 3 stars online, maybe 2.5 if there's something there specific that we really love. But you get a restaurant that gets like 2.5, 3 stars maybe once or twice, and we're like, oh no, we're not going to go there. It's we're very fickle in our reviews and how we enjoy restaurants and how we look at those things as well. So, I mean, we always try to do the places with, you know, maybe 4.5, 5 star reviews for everything and anything. But I find it interesting how we're a little bit more lenient for other businesses when they have not great reviews for things. But when it comes to restaurants, we're definitely not. Like, we're not lenient at all. So,
well, and a lot of times it's completely subjective anyway, because sometimes you'll read a rave review and then you'll go and you'll get food there and it's not it's not really all that. You know what I mean?
I have a perfect example of that, Finn. You knew I did, right? We eat out a lot. You know, we visited a lot of places. And when we were living in Minnesota, there was this little, it was an Asian restaurant in Buffalo, Minnesota. And it had amazing reviews. But apparently those reviews were for only one particular thing on the menu, because everything else was awful. It had like 5 stars. Or the people of Buffalo, Minnesota had no idea what good Asian food was. I'm not really quite sure what the deal was.
They knew how to do this one dish perfectly, and it was
everything
fantastic.
Else was awful. We got there, and you know, egg drop soup. I love egg drop soup. This was more like chicken broth with like some hard boiled eggs in it and bits of chicken and carrot. It was really, really not good. And you know, you love a little sweet and sour sauce with things. Theirs was like orange. I'm not sure why it was orange. It was, but it wasn't like a dark reddish orange. It was just like marmalade, orange marmalade. That's essentially what it was. It was not good at all. And I don't want to like throw them under the bus, but it was called the House of Low. And I know they've since been under new management. I've had friends who have eaten there who say it's so much better now, so much better. But we dubbed it the House of No while we lived there, because we couldn't, it was just not great. But the one dish that we had, it was amazing. Everything else was, it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't really doing it for us. Now,
continue to go back there just to get that one dish?
No, we just found a new Asian place to eat.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm talking about, though. I mean, it's subjective, right? Because other people who went there and had that type of egg drop soup might have thought it was the most delicious thing they've ever had. This was not egg drop soup to me. It was kind of like hard-boiled egg in a box or something. I'm not really sure what it was. But
and sometimes
it was
new ownership will completely change everything,
and that's what
too.
I think happened with them. I think that's what happened with them, because again, I have friends who still live in the area who say that if we ever come back, we have to go try it, because they've done like the more traditional Asian cuisine that we're all used to, plus they've incorporated a lot of new fusion dishes, and they say it's absolutely phenomenal, like absolutely phenomenal. Everything on the menu now is great, not just the one dish. So so I will give them the benefit of the doubt, and I will take my friend's words for it. And if we ever get there, we will definitely try it again. See, that's the other thing. I'm not opposed to trying it again if other people I know and trust have tried it after one not great experience, right? So, like, I'm not afraid to go back and be like, okay, I'll take your word for it. Let's give this a shot kind of thing. So I just think it's interesting how fickle we are about our reviews with food, but we're okay to have mediocre service at other places and be okay right. with it, right? Like, it's weird. It's very weird. But with food, we're like, oh, no, one bad experience, never doing that again. And maybe it's because food is so much different. Like, you know, you can get sick from food. Like, you don't want to think about maybe things that are happening in the kitchen that make your food, you know, like, not healthy or clean or whatever it is, or people not doing the appropriate things to work with the food. I don't know. Maybe that's where we get weird. But,
you know, it's just, unless it's really, really atrocious, I always feel like you should give a place at least a second chance.
Right?
Like, you might have gone in there and it just was a bad day, you know?
Yes, exactly.
And you could go back and it can be fine. But I guess it depends on how awful the food was.
Right? Exactly. And so, and I think it also depends on when you get there, the atmosphere, the cleanliness of the atmosphere. Although I've been into some dives where I've had the most amazing food ever. Now, do I want to know what's happening in the kitchen? No, but I didn't
probably
get sick
not.
And the food was amazing. So I will go back and I will just ignore. I'll put my blinders on and just not look peripherally and I'll see everything else going on around me and I'll just concentrate on my food. That's
as long as it tastes
do.
Good. Right?
Exactly. Now, why we're talking about food, I found this to be really interesting in technology with our meals. You know, the rule at most coffee shops is buy something and you can use the Wi-Fi as long as you want. But that's not the rule at all coffee shops. And this is the kind of place you probably don't even want to take your phone unless you have some really good cell service to go along with it. Because there's a coffee place in New York called Bedford Studio that's getting some bad press right now for charging customers $10 a day if they want to use their laptop. That's on top of what you already pay for the fancy coffees, which of course we all know isn't cheap. Plus it's New York, and so it's definitely not going to be cheap. Someone posted a video of a sign that says laptop use is for members only. Now it's $10 a day, $30 a month, or $300 a year. They bill themselves as a coffee shop, but also a co-working space, which is the key here. So that's why they think they can actually charge a little extra. Their website says that they welcome everyone to come inside to purchase coffee and relax, but they require a membership to work there because they've created a space that, quote, fosters a productive environment and allows you to connect with new people. So what you're saying is you're like a coffee shop. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work out for them, but we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, the reaction right now is a little mixed. Some think Wi-Fi should always be free. Others like the idea. In fact, one person said they hate how coffee shops are always packed now with tons of people on loud Zoom calls all day long. And I do understand that because that is a little atrocious, right? And a little obnoxious at the same time. I have a hard enough time when I'm in the store and somebody's carrying around their phone having a full-out video chat with somebody and I can hear the entire conversation and everything they need. And let's face it, some of us need some items that the rest of us don't need to know that you need, right? And I don't need to hear all of that when I'm walking through the store.
But this is a stupid question. Couldn't the business figure that out? I mean, obviously maybe some of the places are going to be smaller than others,
sure.
But you know, can't you have a quiet place and a busier place?
So.
You know what
you
I mean?
Think so. Like one section of the coffee shop,
right.
That's, you know, here, and then one over here that's for those who want the, yeah, I mean.
Right, because it's two different kinds of people. That some people
right?
are annoyed by that, and other people, they just take it for granted.
Right? So I don't know, but it sounds like the $10 a day, $30 a month, $300 a year is there to stay. Doesn't sound like they really care too much about the reaction of the people either. It sounds like this is something that they want to stick their flag in and be like, this is what we're doing, kind of thing.
And that's a place I don't think I would want to frequent.
You know? I guess it depends. You know, if you're one of those people who wants a very quiet atmosphere and you're just going to be there to play on your phone for a few minutes and you're not going to do the whole work thing, or you just want to look out a window and stare dreamily at the people hustling by on the sidewalk, then it's probably going to work out in your favor and you're not going to be charged anything. If you feel like this is a coffee shop you really love to frequent and you want to go in and you want to sit there all day and work, then you're probably going to pay for it. I mean, it kind of depends on what your vibe is a little bit. But there's a lot of people working from home now, and home for them means a lot of different options. So I get that too. But don't think you're gonna get it for free at the Bedford Coffee Shop, Bedford Studio. That's
happen.
For sure.
Yeah.
Everything in New York is overpriced, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
This is just one more thing that in New York they can get by with that the rest of the country, nobody would handle it anywhere else. In New York, they're like, okay, we got this. Yeah, it's fine. Now, I do want to mention our big deal of the day very, very quickly before we wrap up here this time around, because it's a good one. And it's especially good if you want the kids to get a little creative, have a whole lot of fun. Our big deal of the day going on right now at maxfmbigdeals.com is 50% off the Baraboo Children's Museum. And this is a family four-pack, Finn. And the Baraboo Children's Museum is such a fun place. There's always so many things going on between story time. Sometimes there's magic act. There's a magic act.
Always
there's
something
a whole lot
going
of
on.
Art. I mean, there's so much happening. Like, I'm kind of jealous that this is a place the kids get. Like, we need an adult museum just for these types of things, right? But a $24 family four-pack today only going to cost you $12 when you go to maxfmbigdeals.com and take advantage of our big deal of the day. The best part is there's an instant download on this one as well. So if the kids are a little antsy today because it's a little damp and humid outside, you got to get them out of the house because we're getting to that point of summer where they're getting a little stir crazy maybe. It's a great offer because you can get that certificate on your phone and you're taking a trip to the Children's Museum later this afternoon. You don't have to wait for us to send any certificates to you. Remember though, all of our certificates do make really great gifts. So if you know a kiddo having a birthday, you know, and you want to treat them to something pretty special, mm-hmm. you might want to give them the parents some certificates to Baraboo Children's Museum so the kids can have a really great time as well. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Lots of really great options over there when you go do a little searching and a little digging around. You're shopping local. You're saving a whole lot of money. What more could you ask for on a Friday? That's for sure.
Yeah.
Taking a look at the forecast right now. Of a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. 80 for a high today, 63 tonight, then partly cloudy with some isolated thunderstorms tomorrow, 78 for a high. All in all, the weekend not looking too bad. I mean, with those isolated thunderstorms, I don't think I would cancel any plans. Maybe just keep an eye on things for sure. Lots of sunshine on Sunday with a high near 81. Right now, it is 70.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Experience the hum, rattle, and roar during the 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Show in Baraboo, August 16th through the 18th. Explore hundreds of working antique steam and gas engines, along with models and miniatures. Transport to a bygone era with a captivating field demonstrations. Plus, enjoy a huge flea market, tons of food, and great entertainment. Admission just $10, 12 and under free with an adult. The 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, August 16th through the 18th. South 3347 Sand Road off Highway 33 between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells.
Looking for a great deal when going out to eat? Hey, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we got some great deals going on all week at our ranch. Mondays and Wednesdays are senior days, where seniors get an extra dollar off the senior price on the buffet. Tuesday is kids' day, where kids 10 and under eat for free. And also Wednesdays is double points day at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. Thursdays, we got to buy one large pizza, get the second one free. Give us a call at 768-5555.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Baraboo's favorite, 99.7 Max FM. 8:34 right now with Tony Bazo. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Oh, that's a good one this morning. It's 8:37 right now. Happy Friday. I feel like I haven't said that enough yet today. So we'll throw it in here right now. Speaking of Happy Friday, Badger Steam and Gas Club show is happening right now. In fact, that got underway about an hour and a half ago. And if you are interested in checking out the Badger Steam and Gas show, well, it's going to be today, tomorrow, and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. all 3 days, 264 acres with displays, live demonstrations. There's going to be threshing, sawmills, and plowing powered by steam engines and early tractors. There's going to be construction equipment displayed in a sandbox. And, of course, you can't forget about that really large flea market and that parade daily at 2 o'clock. Free parking, food on the grounds. There's going to be a whole lot happening. And if you do want more information, BadgerSteamAndGas.com. $10 to get in for adults. Children's 12 and under are free with a paid adult. Again, BadgerSteamAndGas.com for more information. Now, luckily, it sounds like the weather is going to be fairly cooperative. I know it's been a little soggy out there this morning, but we're going to give way to a little bit more sunshine. We're going to have a mix of clouds and sun today and maybe another isolated chance of thunderstorms and showers this afternoon into this evening, and then another chance of isolated thunderstorms tomorrow. All in all, though, grab an umbrella, have it handy if you're going to go out to the Badger Steam and Gas Show, and don't let maybe the chance for a little rain intimidate you because, you know, it's the Badger Steam and Gas Show. You got to get out there. Now, coming up, Sean Cable's going to actually tell you more about that forecast, and we're going to have a look at sports next here on 99.7 Max FM.
Take a short drive to Big Savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. And Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Packers are in Denver. They'll hold a joint practice with the Broncos later today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Two teams follow with a preseason matchup on Sunday night. The Packers expected to hold out most of their starters in that contest. One game in the NFL last night, Philadelphia beat New England 14-13. Brewers MVP outfielder Christian Yelich announcing on social media yesterday that he'll undergo season-ending back surgery today. Yelich was leading the National League with a .315 batting average when he was placed on the injured list in late July. Brewers scored 3 in the 8th yesterday to come from behind and beat the Dodgers 6-4 at AmFam Field. Jackson Churio and William Contreras homered in the win. Devin Williams earning his second consecutive save. NBA released its full schedule on Thursday. The Bucks will open their season October 23rd at Philadelphia. They'll host the Bulls in their home opener 2 nights later. Midwest League, Wisconsin beat Peoria 6-3. Quad Cities 4, Beloit 1. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 80, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm, 78. On Sunday, sunshine with a high of 81. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71. 99.7.
It's 8:42 right now. Earlier this morning, we were talking about Tim Ferriss from INXS celebrating his 67th birthday. I said we'd pull out some INXS this morning. So, of course, we have to do that because, well, INXS is fantastic, right? Plus, it's Tim Ferriss's birthday, and I love INXS. Going back to 1988 now, here is Devil Inside on 99.7 Max FM.
Words, weapons, sharpened knives, makes you wonder how the other half died. Other half died. Makes you wonder, wonder. But here come the man with a look in his eye. Fed on nothing but full of pride. Look at him go, look at him kick. Makes you wonder how the other half lived. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one. Devil inside. Ooh. Na-na-na-na-na.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It'd help if I turn my microphone up where it needs to go. It is 8:45 right now. Oh, it must be a Friday, fan. I'm ready to get out of here.
You ready to check out?
Some days are just like that, right? You know, I have this little slider over here, and sometimes out of the corner of my eye, it looks like the where I'm supposed to have my slider is where I'm at, and then I go to talk, and I'm like, nope, nope, nowhere close. Gotta bump that up just a little bit.
Right.
That's what
you're
just
almost
happened.
Done. We're almost done here.
And I'm very excited because I have some meetings afterwards, and I'm very excited because, of course, you know, we've always done some of our annual traditions here at Max FM. I don't want to give too much away. We've got some annual traditions that we do here at Max FM to help different organizations and groups and work with them. And I've got planning meetings today. So that's what's on my mind right now. I'm very excited to like kind of dig into the trenches and
awesome.
Start planning some of this stuff out.
If you can say you're excited about a meeting, that's saying something.
Well, we have some really great organizations that we work with around here, and we have a lot of fun when we get to help them out, and we get to do a whole lot of special stuff. So that's what's what's the best part about it. So I'm very excited to kind of dig in today and get some stuff done. I love the planning. That's one of my things. Like, I'm a promotions director, a marketing person from way back when, like a bazillion years ago now, right? So I really do love being able to plan things. It's like a lifeline.
It's your jam.
For me or something. I do love to plan. I really, really do. Like, I get to make notes and I have highlighters, and I know that, you know, in the new age of things, like, we put these into a spreadsheet, and I eventually get there, but I'm a paper and pen kind of person, and I like to draw graphs and arrows, and I like to make things loop around until I get it into that spreadsheet. And that's actually, I organize myself a lot better when I do it that way. And then once I have everything finalized, then I put it into a spreadsheet for everybody else, or into something pretty and some shareable document. But until I get there, it's a mess, and only I can decipher what it actually means. And,
Maddie Jones rolls old school.
It's so good. I've got all my colored pens ready, people, because everything has to be categorized with colored pens. It's fine. Don't you worry.
We don't need to stage an intervention just yet.
No, not yet. I do love planning stuff, though. And I really love being able to help a lot of our different organizations in Baraboo. So I do get a little excited this time of year. Now, this is interesting. Before we jump into calendar days, a mysterious black ring appeared in the sky in Virginia on Tuesday of this past week, this week, and some people flipped completely out. Now, of course, the first place that people went is that it could be aliens. Some thought that it could be some kind of ominous SOS signal, and some thought that it could be a portal to another dimension. Did Aaron Rodgers go to Virginia?
I was just going to say, was that like, Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. Okay.
I thought he was at training camp with the Jets, but who knows? I mean, now maybe it was aliens sending an SOS that they were trapped in another dimension, and I guess they would rather be in Virginia. Okay, we'll go with that. Sure. A bunch of people caught photos of this weird black ring, and a local news outlet tried to quote unquote investigate it, but as far as we know, they haven't really figured out what caused it. Now, it's almost certainly some sort of smoke ring. If you Google mysterious black ring, because that's the first place you should always go when weird things happen, there are dozens of instances of them popping up in various cities over the years, basically ever since everyone had a cell phone on them at all times. Experts say that in those cases, they were caused by an explosion through something round like a smokestack, or when power transformers explode. They can also be inadvertently caused by some diesel engines and intentionally caused by certain pyrotechnics. There are also some videos demonstrating the science of it, which is not unlike how you would blow smoke rings from a pipe, just obviously on a much bigger scale. But there's some video of it. It is a perfectly round circle in the sky, and it is I get it. If you're just walking around on a beautiful sunny afternoon on a Tuesday and you look
and all
up
of a sudden you see a big black ring,
right, you think that there's something weird happening in the world, and let's face it, 2024, you might not be too far off.
Right.
however, in this case, it does look like something very innocent. But if you want to see what one of those smoke rings looks like, just in case you ever encounter one here in beautiful Wisconsin, then you can do a little Google searching. But for now, everybody in the great state of Virginia is fine. The aliens did not land. Nobody tried to get to a new portal. Aaron Rodgers, as far as we know, is still playing football with
the
Jets.
He's still in this dimension?
I guess. Yeah, okay. Well, no, he's not in this dimension, but we'll go with that. We'll go with that. But there you go. So smoke rings in the sky. It is a thing, I guess. So I learned something new when I read this story today, and I guess I never even thought about it, you know, because I guess that all makes sense. You know, and I figure with all the diesel engines that they're probably going to have out at the Badger Steam and Gas Show this weekend, maybe you'll see low-key smoke rings. Yeah. You never know, right? You never quite know. Now we got to get to those calendar days, all those fun things that we can celebrate throughout the weekend. And there is a bunch of good stuff this weekend. I love it. So today is National Roller Coaster Day. Now, the Sauk County Fair is already come and gone. State Fair is already come and gone. But somewhere, I'm sure you can probably still catch a good roller coaster ride if you're so inclined. It is also National Tell a Joke Day today. Remember yesterday we said the key key to any good parenting situation is a dad joke? Well, there you go. Today is the day. You pull them all out. You get them all ready. You're set. You're ready and with your arsenal because it's tell a joke day. And you don't even have to have a situation you must diffuse with the dad joke. You can just tell it because it's
just
tell
the joke.
Day.
Yeah,
exactly. It is also National Men's Grooming Day. This is just a little reminder for gentlemen. If it's been a while, you should probably get to a stylist or a barber. Let them do a little cleanup as you get into the fall months. And it's also, oh, there's a bunch of good food and drink ones on here. Like, I don't even know where to start. There's so many good ones. So it's National Kool-Aid Day today. Who doesn't love Kool-Aid? It was like the drink of choice for so many kids at one point in time. There was nothing better on a hot summer day than running into the house and finding out that your mom had just made a fresh pitcher of Kool-Aid. It was great.
This and then was probably before your time, but do you remember Burple?
Vaguely I remember Burple.
Burple was it was a Kool-Aid type of powder.
Sure.
Okay. And then it came in an accordion style plastic container.
Yes, like Kool-Aid used to. They eventually did that with Kool-Aid down.
And then you filled it up with water and then you shook it up. And then voila, you had your Kool-Aid. But Burple was a big thing for a while. And then
I remember it vaguely, like when I was really, really little. So maybe it was making its way out to bring in room for Kool-Aid at the time. Now, I just remember my mama was always awesome because I liked to mix Kool-Aid flavors. So she would definitely let me do that. So she'd let me put out the two pouches I wanted mixed together in the pitcher later in the day. And then we'd have some sort of like lemonade, raspberry concoction kind of thing or like black cherry and grape together or something like that. So my mom was always great. She humored me quite a bit. She still does, by the way. Still does a lot of humoring. There's too many good ones. All right, so the next two, I mean, really, you can't really choose which one's better. It's National Rum Day today as well. So enjoy yourself some delicious rum. Mm-hmm. And you can wash down that rum with National Bratwurst Day. So enjoy yourself a delicious brat. I mean, I feel like that's any day of the week in Wisconsin. But the rest of the nation gets on board today with National Bratwurst Day. We're awesome. Always ahead of the curve on some of this stuff. But, you know, it takes the rest of the world a little longer to figure this stuff out.
I got to play catch up.
Exactly. Now, when we look ahead at tomorrow, there's a bunch of good ones on the list as well. Tomorrow is Break the Monotony Day. So just get out there and do something that you might not normally do on a weekend just to break things up a little bit for yourself. It's also International Geocaching Day. So maybe you want to break up the monotony by going out and finding some treasures, which really aren't usually that many great treasures, but it's super fun to do some geocaching. So my kids were into this a lot when they were really little, like a lot. A lot. We geocache.
And it's kind of fun, don't you think? I mean, when
we always
had fun.
We always went to like parks and state parks and things like that and did a little geocaching. My goodness, Aspen, what woke you up? You look like you just came off of a bender. Holy buckets. You're a mess over there. She perked up all of a sudden from a deep sleep and I looked at her and both eyes were squinty. She had one ear up, one ear down. She wasn't really stable at all.
She
was kind of weaving around. Yeah. Go back to sleep. You're okay. Apparently I woke her up or something, but no, we loved to geocache, especially when the boys were little and Dexter was my trinket kid. So anytime he could go geocaching and find more trinkets for his drawers and his little boxes, he was totally down for that kind of stuff. Every single time. You didn't even have to ask the kid twice. And let me tell you, there was a lot of persuading we had to do with that kid in life, but anytime he didn't really want to do the work for it. He was awesome. Because he'd look at his dad and brother and be like, you go find the cash and I will take the prize.
Nice.
Yes. That's exactly how that should go. It's also National Number 2 Pencil Day tomorrow. Oh, I love a number 2 pencil. I've talked about this. I didn't like my pencils to be dull when I was in school. So I would sharpen those things until they were basically a nub. But you had to have perfect sharp pencils, especially on test day, to fill in all the little dots. Because that was the only way that you could make it happen. You didn't want to go outside of the dots for fear that you might not have your test score read accurately. And I had, I was very competitive.
Needed accuracy there. Come on.
I did. I was very competitive and I loved a good sharp pencil. That's why I've said, and the first time that I found out I could get a number two pencil in mechanical form and just break off the tip of the dull lead and go with a new piece of lead. Oh, it was a beautiful day.
I'm betting that if my wife and you knew each other back in high schools, I'm just saying you probably would have been friends. I'm just thinking.
Probably. Yeah. I get that feeling. I get that feeling a lot when we talk about your lovely wife. National Black Cat Appreciation Day is also tomorrow. So, you know, there's a lot of superstitions that surround black cats, but they're awesome and they're beautiful and they just need really great homes, especially those ones who are sitting in rescues right now. National I Love My Feet Day is also tomorrow. All right, we'll go with that. They get us where we need to be, so they are very important. The only time that they aren't important is when your plantar fasciitis is acting up and when you're 45 years old, you walk like you're 190 without your cane, your walker, and your crutch. I've never had anything as vile as plantar fasciitis. I am going to be dead honest. And I have dealt with like some foot issues over time. I mean, when I worked at the Corum Palace, we stood for 10, 12 hours at a crack. So I ended up going through this phase of life like an old person where I had like bone spurs already just from the amount of standing we did. And of course, we couldn't wear just sneakers. We had to have really nice dress shoes on at all times.
Well, yeah.
You know, are not comfortable for standing there that long, right? And so I've dealt with some foot things in my life. I deal with the back stuff all the time. Went to the chiropractor yesterday. My shoulders are a little out of whack right now. In fact, I've been going like to the chiropractor every month. I have to go back next week because my shoulders are just not happy right now. So given all of that, like I've dealt with some stuff and I've dealt with things that don't feel great. This plantar fasciitis stuff, it is vile. It is absolutely ridiculous. And there are some days that I wake up and I'm like, ooh, we might be on the mend. I get up the next day and I'm like, nope, I'm 100 again. I can't. It's ridiculous.
See,
so stupid.
I only have myself to blame for all the feet problems because, well, myself and our dog Sunset, because I did the boot thing for a while because Sunset pulled me off the back porch years ago and I twisted my ankle and I had to do the boot thing for a while. And it kind of dovetailed into a vacation that I was taking with my boys and we went to the North Shore and we were staying on the Gunflint Trail. And so I still had the boot on, but I was still doing all this ridiculous hiking up cliffs and mountains and stuff.
That's not wise.
I only have myself to blame for the reason my feet are always aching, but...
But it is ridiculous. And everybody I've talked to with plantar fasciitis who's dealt with it for a long time, they're like, no, welcome to the club. It's awful. And it really, truly is.
It doesn't sound fun.
It's something so stupid and so mundane and tons of people deal with it. But at the same time, there is no other word. It's obnoxious and vile. That's essentially what it is. Oh, that's how I describe it. It's also National Nonprofit Day tomorrow. So get out there and support all of those nonprofits who are just trying to do really great things, not only in these